Dodge 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A deadline is coming up for Columbia University students to leave an on-campus pro-Palestinian encampment.
Talks with pro-Palestinian protesters broke down over the weekend. Columbia University President Manu Shafik in a statement saying the university will not divest from Israel, one of the demonstrators' key demands. Now protesters who've been camped on the university lawn are being given an ultimatum. Either leave by 2 p.m. today and sign an agreement committing to abiding by university policies or be subject to academic suspension.
ABC's Dave Packer in New York. Negotiators meeting in Egypt are hoping to work out a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. Former President Trump's hush money trial resumes tomorrow after days of testimony from the former publisher of the National Enquirer, David Pecker. Tomorrow, a banker who testified about a shell company that was set up to pay adult film star Stormy Daniels will return to the stand. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Health officials are reassuring people that pasteurized milk from Wisconsin is safe to drink. Dairy cows in other states have come down with the bird flu in recent weeks, but so far there are no reports of bird flu in Wisconsin. In the meantime, dairy farmers are urged to be on the lookout and let health officials know if they have any sick animals. The most conservative U.S. House Republicans may try to remove Speaker Mike Johnson from his post this week. Wisconsin's Brian Stile is against the idea.
It'd be a distraction. What we need to be focused on is the issues of the day. It'd be disappointing if any of my colleagues bring that forward, and hopefully we can keep Speaker Johnson in his job.
Stile speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront. The Republicans' right wing is unhappy with Johnson over the foreign aid package that passed last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. City of Duluth officials have shared an update on the Brighton Beach reconstruction project. According to a WDIO report, Duluth Parks and Recreation officials say the reconstruction project is expected to wrap up by the end of 2024. The city undertook the project after years of changes at the beach caused by erosion to the lakeshore. In addition to protecting the shore, the city is also adding new amenities like benches, picnic tables, and restrooms. Road construction around the beach is also expected to begin soon. The Boys and Girls Club of the Northland has unveiled its new esports gaming room at its Lincoln Park facility. According to a Northern News Now report, the lounge includes monitors, gaming consoles, and a variety of games for the kids to enjoy. Officials say gaming will give the kids an opportunity to improve their critical thinking, fine motor skills, and problem-solving abilities. The club will also be competing in esports against other clubs and some schools, giving the kids an opportunity to be part of a team. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks lose again in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks already shorthanded with no Dame, no Giannis. Then in the first quarter, Bobby Portis ejected from the game after slapping a Pacers player, Doc Rivers.
You know, it doesn't matter how long you're in the league, you can still learn. All of us can. It'll probably be a lesson for Bobby. Playoff games are high emotion. They really are. So that happened, and, you know, you can't get it back once it happened.
The Bucks losing to the Pacers, 125-113. Game 5 tomorrow night in Milwaukee. Pacers lead the series 3-1. Baseball. The Brewers open a series at home tonight against the Rays. Milwaukee losing to the Yankees 15-5 yesterday. NFL. The Packers drafting another 11 players to add to an already young roster. Do game plans need to be simplified for a younger team?
Yeah, I would say so. Probably from an offensive standpoint. You know, obviously you got a new defensive staff for the most part, so there's going to be some learning along the way.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A damp and dreary day, stuck under mostly cloudy skies with a few spotty showers. Winds are a bit breezy and highs today climb to the upper 50s. Good news, though, sunshine on tap for tomorrow and warmer temperatures. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
In honor of National Cheeseball Day, what food totally disgusts you? For me, it's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand. What about you, Conrad? You got a disgusting food?
I like tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell in me. I just think it's nasty.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Pat Kreitlow joins us from Up North News at 10:33. In hour number two, we talk about funding our green spaces with the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matinair on air.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. And streaming worldwide to the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. It is a great day to be Wisconsinite. Monday, April 29th, 2024. 6 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big program. Mr. Aaron Zommers, our outstanding producer and engineer on the board, taking your phone calls as well at 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We are high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square, the capital city. Glad to have you along. How about that Terry Barr, Mr. Zommers? Now, see, that's what you want in a guest. She's always bringing it, insightful, funny, informative. I could sit there and talk to her all day. She's fantastic.
There's a reason that as soon as we started your show, and we're like, well, who do we want to voice the intro? And you said, Terry Barr. I want Terry Barr to do it.
Yeah, I did say that. That's exactly right. I was a knee-jerk reaction. I knew exactly who I wanted because I was thrilled to be working with her after, you know, where I'm a little bit younger than her, not dramatically, but somewhat younger. And, you know, watching her on TV at Channel 3, and she was fantastic. And I'm like, wow, I actually get to work with her now, someone of that stature and that kind of experience, that professionalism. And I'm like, wow, if I can get her to voice the show, then, you know, we're all in. And she was very gracious and said yes. And so she continues to do our opens. And I could not be more grateful and pleased, and I appreciate her. So thank you, Terry.
We also got a comment from Greg on Facebook saying, Todd, love the show. Terry is everything you said and more. I was the director of the morning show at Fox 11 in Green Bay when Terry joined us a long time ago. She left after 5 years to anchor nights. It was sad when she left us, but she had bigger fish to fry and was fantastic in everything she did. Still a great friend and an even better person.
Aw, thank you, Greg. Thank you for listening and thank you for taking the time to write that and allowing us to share that about Terry because, yeah, you're absolutely right. She's one of those people that just makes you feel better when you talk to her and when you hang out with her. So thank you, Terry. Appreciate Terry Barr. We'll have her back on. I think we got something here. Well, maybe we'll have to think of a segment. We'll talk to Terry. Maybe we call it a second slice or beyond the slice. I don't know.
Or second helpings or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Something.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. But yeah, the more you have Terry on, the better that it is. Coming up a little bit later this hour, we're going to do a what's worse. I think you're going to like it. We have a food theme going here on these. So a what's worse coming up a little bit later in this hour. Also talking about a story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today. Wisconsin Republicans are recruiting a legion of monitors to observe polls. The great story by Molly Beck. One thing was missed in this article, and it really isn't the reporter's fault because it's more analysis. I will tell you from being a former Republican what the story is actually about. So I'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. Talking in hour one about campaign headquarters being opened across the country. Joe Biden now having 30 offices in Michigan alone. and establishing offices in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Arizona, Georgia, North Carolina, New Hampshire, and Florida. Meanwhile, the Trumpster, nothing. In fact, he's fired 60 staff members and killed plans to open 40 campaign offices in 10 crucial states, and talking about how that affects down ballot. I want to go on and talk a little bit about what Joe Biden is actually getting done and the record he's going to run on or is running on. But first of all, go to the phone lines. I thank Gary for calling back. He was going to call in the last half hour, and we were going into Terry's interview. So 855-752-4842. Gary, thanks for hanging on. Gary in Sussex, what say you?
Well, yeah, I've been hanging on. I've been the skin of my fingers. I'm on the side of a building.
Good. Be careful, and, Gary, for heaven's sake.
Well, you told me it'd be a little bit, and I thought, okay, fine. But you listen to Terry Barr, and you feel really good getting off the radio with her. But
right?
Are you going to feel the same with me?
We always respect your opinion. We might not always agree, but we respect your opinion. What do you got to say, Gary?
I want to bring up something that you're not aware of at all, because I'm sure that you probably don't unless you do. I listen to black radio a lot, and there's guys on 101.7, a couple of the guys. I call in and talk to them, not a lot. I listen more than I call in. But I just had a call in the other day, okay? And the guy that was on the radio, I don't want to mention his name, but he's in the afternoon. On 101.7, which is sponsored by WTMJ. He was saying that, he said, look, what has Biden done for us? Nothing. What? Nothing. And he's going on for like 45 minutes, and he said, look, we need to vote Republican. We need to change it. I know you don't want to do this, but you got to do it. The Republicans, you got to give it a shot. You know, the Democrats left us a long time ago. Now, I don't know if you're aware of that what's going on in the radio, on black radio. It's like unbelievable. I'm laughing my head off as these guys are talking and people are calling up. Yeah. He's agreeing with this guy, you know? Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, because we have a lot of things going on here, and I'm in Madison, not in Milwaukee. I think it's called the truth in Milwaukee. I don't listen to that just because I got my own show, own things going on. As a white dude, I don't presume to speak for the black community. I would defer to my colleague Earl Ingram of the Earl Ingram Show every morning, who does happen to be a black person. And he's talked about this before. From his perspective, I think he is empathetic or sympathetic why certain folks in his community may feel that way. But Earl has done an eloquent job of talking about why Joe Biden has, in fact, helped folks in the black, not just the black community, but everyone, and why he's certainly voting for Biden and why others should too. So those are his words. And again, as a white guy, I'm not going to presume to speak for the black community.
Yeah, I have a hard time. When I do call up, I'm like one of the only white dudes that do call up, you know? Mm-hmm. And I've called up quite a few times. You know, they do respect me. They, you know, like with you, you'll talk. The problem is that what these black, the black families, what I brought up to them is the fact is there's a whole generation of black children and adults that are not here because the Democrats push abortion. They also, I mean, you figure if they start aborting all these babies, they're not going to have babies, and they're not going to have adults voting Democratic.
But Gary, can I interrupt just once? I'm not sure that it's fair to characterize it as, quote, Democrats are pushing abortion, unquote. I mean, I think that, you know, Dr. Lyerly, who's been on this show or others a lot, she's now running for Congress up in the 8th. She's an OBGYN. She said very eloquently on this show, as a OBGYN, I would hope that no one would ever have to have an abortion, but if you do need one, then we want it to be safe and legal. I think that's a better characteristic than, quote unquote, pushing abortion onto people, don't you?
That's very eloquently said, but it's not what's happened. I mean, people are just using abortion for birth control, and that really ticks me off. Now, the other thing I was going to say is, when Democrats are pushing transgenders, they're taking out their ovaries, they're taking out the boys are having their testicles removed, and they're having estrogen put into their chests. And, you know, what I'm saying is the Republicans are not pushing for all this stuff. So very few Republicans are having their kids, you know, the transgender pushing that or okay, having well, abortions.
All right.
But the fact is, it's,
go ahead.
Eventually, it's going to bite the Democrats in the butt because there won't be any more Democrats. They're going to die off. There'll be a dying breed. And I don't want that. I've been thrown in jail many times at the abortion clinics. You know,
I'm going to interrupt just for a second. Look, I appreciate your call, appreciate your perspective, but I think you're focusing on the fringe, and I would say in terms of transgender folks or anybody else in the LGBTQ community, of which I am one, it's not about changing anyone, but it's about allowing someone to live as their authentic self. And I, you know, as a gay person, I think it's a misconception, right? That, oh, if you're gay, you must completely understand transgender people. No, that's not the case at all. It's very different, right? It's very different. And yeah. And so yeah, when I had my coffee shop in Madison, we had several transgender guests. And just being around them and listening and having real conversations. And also, quite frankly, it was the ESPN special with Jenner, you know, formerly Bruce Jenner, and having her yeah. talk about her transition and understanding how she was trapped in her own body. You know, I've known people, you know, not directly, but, you know, distant family members who were born as hermaphrodites, having both, you know, physical parts. Think about how that person's brain might be wired. So I think it's an unfair characterization to say that somehow we're dismantling or quote unquote changing people. I think it's very, very difficult for anyone who may be transgender to live as their authentic self. And again, when you look at the percentage of folks that affects, it's very, very small in terms of percentage. And I think it's more about don't focus on LGBTQ, don't focus on Black, don't focus on white, don't focus on Latino, focus on Americans. How can we elect someone who makes America better for the whole and unifies us and brings us together? And the big issues like lower unemployment, job growth, that affects everybody. Doesn't matter whether you're gay, straight, transgender, Black, white, you know, whatever. It makes all of us better. So that's what I would say, Gary.
I also want to interject and say that as far as abortion being used as birth control, that is mischaracterization. To use Dr. Lyerly as an example, I've talked with her a lot about this. She's been an OBGYN for a long time and networked with a lot of other OBGYNs, and it just doesn't really happen. The truth is, every abortion is different, just like anyone's medical anything is different. Mm-hmm. And having blanket bans and for like non-specifically life of the mother just makes it so that actual treatment is impossible. Sure. And also, as far as transgender people, I will have to look and find some specific studies to cite, but there is research shown that if these people are not allowed gender-affirming care, suicide becomes much more common. And people, like, if we're just going with procreation as the argument, if somebody is dead or, you know, changed their physical body, if either way they can't have kids, I would rather them not be dead.
Okay. So anyway, we'll move on. We appreciate the call, Gary. If you'd like to weigh in on anything else listening out there, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's actually talk about things that are happening, that are actually getting done. Come back, talk about what Joe Biden is getting done that I think are good things to run on, actually unifying things, bringing us all together, and your phone calls as well. It's the Tyler Ball Show for a Monday, April 29th on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
It seems like the cost of everything is going up, so it's nice to save a little dough when you can, especially for something you love to eat every day. Before I go grocery shopping, I print out a coupon for $1 off any Country Hearth, Village Hearth, or Artisan Hearth bread product. My favorite is Dakota Style 12 grain. My wife's breakfast go-to is a toasted Village Hearth English muffin. We can save a buck on each. Go to countryhearthbreads.com/coupons and print one or two out before your next shopping trip. And don't forget, Country Hearth, Village Hearth, and Artisan Hearth bread products are baked locally and delivered fresh daily.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. Your news just for the Superior area. I'm James Kelly with WBZH News.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Welcome back to the Tom Almo Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's 20 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Almost said 2. 1 o'clock here on the Civic Media Radio Network, and we are celebrating the 30th anniversary of the act signed into law, making the polka the official dance of Wisconsin. Yours truly, meaning Toddy, and millions of other Americans recently went through the headaches of tax day. Boy, did I. had to pay a little this year, more than a little, actually. But I know a lot of you did as well. Well, probably most of you, or a lot of you, had to pay more than me. The hassle, the stress, and an expense we really don't need. Now, for years, the Internal Revenue Service has said it could launch a program that makes it easy and free for us to file our taxes. We've heard about this, right? Oh, it's going to be easy and free to file taxes. Such a program is possible. Why? Because the IRS also has a copy of the tax forms you use to do your taxes. The previous president could have launched this program, but he did not. The reason is simple. The tax preparation industry. Now, I will make clear, I'm very thankful for some folks in the tax preparation industry because Todd is not particularly good at numbers, partly because of being dyslexic, partly just because I don't like it. So I am thankful to have a tax preparer. But I also know that on some fronts, not all tax preparers are equal, not all tax preparer businesses are equal. And some kind of really boiled down to somewhat of a scam. But not for nothing do they spend millions making political campaign, quote-unquote, investments and hiring lobbyists to get through the Congress or the White House to not launch a free tax preparation program. It's called, in short, lobbying, right? People, organizations, law firms, industries pay money and say we don't want, we'll contribute to you, but our main reason is we don't want you to pass any legislation that would make it easier for people to prepare their own taxes, because then we'd be out of work. Until now, last Friday, April 26, 2024, the Treasury Department announced that this year the IRS launched a pilot program that enabled taxpayers to file their tax returns directly with the IRS, get this, for free. Free, won't cost you a dime. Here's the thing. The program got positive ratings. That's right, it actually worked. People actually liked it. Former Deputy Director of the National Economic Council, Brandt Rabaturi, wrote on social media, quote, you should not have to pay more money or pay more. Try that again, Todd. You shouldn't have to pay money to pay your taxes. As this program continues to grow, most people will get pre-populated forms and be able to file their taxes with a few clicks in a few minutes, unquote. Such a system would look much like the system of other countries already in use. Get this. Other people actually do this. Joe Biden, often not getting the credit, but in fact, getting it done. I mean, these are the small things that people don't want to talk about, but actually affect our daily lives. And we all have to file taxes. Some of us are better at it than others. I, particularly, not that great at it. Mr. Zomers, do you do your own taxes or do you hire a tax preparer?
I do my own taxes.
See, you're smart. I'm not the one when it comes to numbers. I mean, some people, it's very easy, right? It's not
easy.
For
me, it's very easy. Yeah. But I guess math has been a strong suit of mine before, but I'm also not dyslexic, and I think that helps.
Yes, and mine is not so much letters as it is numbers. Sometimes.
Yeah, that's even worse.
So, yeah. Do you do your own taxes? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Do you do your own taxes or do you use a preparer? And are you in favor of Joe Biden now getting it done and allowing us to go through the IRS? Hopefully, this is a pilot program, but it had good reviews. Hopefully, in the future, it'll be easier to file taxes and won't cost us any money. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You could also text on the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, you can download it for free. Won't cost you a dime. Just go to your app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. It'll pop up. You click on it. Takes less than a minute. It is free. Well, Gayle King at CBS calls. A deal. Do you do your own taxes? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Matthew calling up in beautiful Chippewa Valley up there. Our station, The Tap, up in Chippewa Valley. Thanks for calling in, Matthew. What say you?
Hey, no problem. I just wanted to give a quick comment. That legislation you're talking about, that I think been on the books for like decades, and you're right, the lobbying kept it out. To comment, I think that there'd be a lot of people that try to avoid taxes that would then be in quite the predicament, and some of them are facing some legal challenges about that now. I'll take my comment off here. Thanks.
Sure. No, I appreciate it. Yes, the legislation has been around for a long time, but as I said, the previous administration didn't allow it to kind of go through. And from my I don't have the entire bill in front of me, but from my understanding that, it's based on pre-populated forms that the government already has, right? So like for me, I have my form that, because I work here for Civic Media, so I get one W-2 for that. And then I had a couple of very small little consulting gigs I did, kind of as a side thing. And it was not a lot of money, but I had to file. The people who paid me that also filed. So if I didn't report that, I suppose I might get away with it for a while, but the government's going to have the form from the person that paid me that. I mean, one of the things that Mr. Zomers, we worked on together was the Scott Klug podcast. And so we got a couple of shekels for that, and we had to file that.
Right.
And so I think that's what this is for. To the caller's point, to Matthew's point, there may be more complex filings, say for large corporations or people that have all kinds of wealth, that this wouldn't apply to. But for the everyday working folks who mainly have one or two employers throughout the year, it should be pretty standard. And I think that's what they're driving at here. It's a pilot program. So they'll work out the kinks, but appreciate the call, Matthew. You bring up some good points. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Do you do your own taxes or do you have a preparer do them? And what do you think of this Biden initiative of getting this through, of having a way that we could do our own taxes for free? Jeff Perry, ongoing contributor on Facebook, says, I have good news and bad news. The good news, my tax refund this year is $48,000. The bad news, I'm going to federal prison. So there you go. Nicely done, Mr. Perry. Appreciate that. Also on the Civic Media app, let's see here. Who's the first one there from Mr. Zomers? Thank you. Andrew from Verona says, I do the taxes with the help of Rhythms.
Rhymes with Blurbo Blax.
Okay. We'll finish that one up on the other side. And we have a What's Worse coming for you as well. Don't want to miss it. It's the All Ball Show for Monday.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Republican National Committee wants protesters farther away from the party's national convention in Milwaukee. A lawyer for the committee tells the Secret Service that Pere Marquette Park would be problematic. City leaders won't confirm that's where the designated protest area will be. Protest organizers want to be closer to the convention's perimeter. The U.S. Supreme Court will decide whether patients have access to emergency room abortions in states where abortion is banned. Doctors say most patients who land in the ER with pregnancy complications don't have access to routine OBGYN care.
I see first trimester pregnant patients every single day in my shift. I have caught ectopic pregnancies that have ruptured.
Dr. Polly Wiltz is an emergency medicine resident. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Duluth Community Education has received grant funding to study how safe the streets around the area's schools are for young pedestrians. Through the Safe Route grant program, the organization will be able to hire a full-time employee to study the areas around the schools to find out which routes are already safe and which routes need improvements. The goal is to create safer routes for students who walk or bike to school, like reconstructing sidewalks. The organization plans to make the hire this summer. Construction work will cause single-lane closures along I-35 this week. According to the Minnesota Department of Transportation, the closures will occur on Monday and Tuesday this week. On Monday, I-35 southbound between Garfield Avenue and 27th West will be reduced to one lane between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. On Tuesday, the same stretch of road will be reduced to one lane on the northbound side between 9 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. Commuters should plan their routes accordingly, and traffic data will be available on the DOT website. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If you're making weekend plans and are in Northeast Wisconsin or don't mind a short road trip, check out An Evening with John McGivern Friday night, April 26th at the Ashwaubenon Performing Arts Center. The host of Main Streets on PBS and former host of Around the Corner tells funny stories about his life growing up in Milwaukee in a big Irish Catholic family and his prolific show business career. Tickets can be purchased at TicketStarOnline.com. Quick fashion tip, if you appear on a podcast, don't go commando, especially if you're wearing baggy shorts. Travis Kelce and comedian Andrew Santino recently discussed Kelce's appearance on Santino's podcast a few years ago, where Kelce was literally hanging out. Santino and his editor decided not to reshoot, but just put a big Kansas City Chiefs logo over Kelce's ballular area. That's a medical term. Look it up. Kelce laughed as he recalled the incident, saying he had no idea at the time. Yeah, sure. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A damp and dreary day stuck under mostly cloudy skies with a few spotty showers. Winds are a bit breezy and highs today climb to the upper 50s. Good news, though, sunshine on tap for tomorrow and warmer temperatures. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I went to go see The Queen of My Dreams, which is a beautiful film about a mother-daughter relationship. So funny, so beautiful, so heartfelt. Would highly recommend it.
And that concludes our Monday morning segment of Here's How Pat Kreitlow is an Uncultured Slob. You are cultured, man. You are a big old cup of yogurt over there. I mean, we're talking some fruit on the bottom over there.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
When you have a fully funded, privatized voucher system, Heather, help us out.
Wisconsin has made a choice to disinvest from the public good and put money into a wholly unaccountable system and just let their political cronies laugh all the way to the bank while our kids pay the price.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, we'll get into the many ways rural Wisconsin could be harmed if a budget blueprint written by far-right lawmakers were to become law.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Boom, 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 boom. Come payday,
I think of all the things I'm gonna buy when I pick up my pay.
Welcome back to the Civic Media Radio Network Town Hall Show on a Monday, the 29th of April. 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Mr. Zomers, Johnny Cash.
After Taxes by Johnny Cash.
After Taxes, very nice. After Taxes, Todd didn't have anything left. After Taxes, Todd will be eating ramen noodles for the next 2 months. No, that's not quite that bad, but I felt it this year. What if we were talking before the break there? Joe Biden getting it done. Finally, after this has been around for a few years, finally was the person, his administration, that allowed this prototype of a system. Other countries already have it, by the way, where basically you can file your own taxes with the Department of Treasury through the IRS that enabled taxpayers to file the returns directly with the IRS for free. It was a limited pilot program, great reviews from people that used it. So I was asking, do you use a tax preparer like Todd, or do you do it by yourself already? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842 off the text line. Andrew from Verona, before the break there, listening here on WMDX, says, I do taxes with the help of Rhymes with Blurbo Blacks. All right, TurboTax. Inherited a little bit of money when my grandfather passed away, made things crazy complicated. It would have been easier to burn the check, unquote. Well, I feel that. Here's somebody else listening on WMDX. This person says, I pay to get my taxes done, costing $400 plus now. I'm all in favor of President Biden's proposal. Appreciate you calling in. Also, Linda from Middleton, listening on WMDX, says, my husband used a 1040.com. It's free up until $80,000, then a small fee. All right.
I've also heard good things about Free Tax USA that, yes, it is legitimate. It is real, even though the name sounds made up. I guess all of them do. But federal taxes are free and state return is always $15.
Oh, really? All right.
However, harder to use than TurboTax or whatever.
I don't trust myself. That's the problem. All right. Up through the next one there, please. Let's see. I use her. Somebody else listening on WGBW in Green Bay, the Talk in Green Bay Cam from the beautiful municipality of Neenah. Says, I use TurboTax begrudgingly. I don't have a really good excuse for why I shoot myself in the foot from doing it through them. I will add, however, Intuit, TurboTax's parent company, reminds me a ton of how back in the day Microsoft royally screwed over Linux.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that, Cam. These companies that make a lot of money just lobby and push, and so that something that is often objectively better and cheap or free gets thrown under the bus because there's just too much money behind keeping it going.
Well, now thanks to Joe Biden, we're making some progress here. Allowing this pilot program through the IRS this year, allowing people to file directly with the Department of Treasury with the IRS for free. I hope it
does. We also got Robert on Facebook with another plug for Free Tax USA. Yeah. He says, I do my own taxes through Free Tax USA portal. I think it's a great idea to allow access to file if you have the ability to do so, especially on the simple, straightforward returns.
Well, I agree with that. I know Rob that on Facebook there. And now there's a guy who is a financial wizard. I'm serious. Like, some people just have it on certain things. He has it when it comes to finances and numbers. Rob could probably do his taxes in his sleep. He's that good. But he uses, what was it, the
Free Tax USA.
Free Tax USA. All right.
Now, I did my grandma's taxes a few years ago. That was not fun because hers were way more complicated. And she was the kind of person who, you know, growing up in the Great Depression and everything, it changes how you operate.
Right.
And she kept paper copies of everything.
Wow.
Forever. But they were not well organized.
So you did your grandma's tax. See, my grandparents wouldn't allow me anywhere near their taxes, and rightly so. In fact, I'll tell this, my mom is probably going to be sitting at the kitchen table saying, now, why would he say that on the air? So mom, as she's thoughtful, planning, life planning, you know, she's thinking, well, what if something happens to me, whatnot? So you can have a healthcare power of attorney, which decides basically, do you pull the plug or any other medical issues? And then you have like a financial power of attorney, basically. And so she sat down with my sister and I, and she made Todd the healthcare policy. So she trusts me to whether or not to pull the plug. She gave my sister the financial power of attorney, and rightly so, and rightly so.
Oh, there was a very similar thing with my grandpa on the other side, grandpa on my dad's side. And he said, when he was figuring that out to my dad, he was like, all right, you're the power of attorney for financial, but I'm giving medical to your brother, Rick, because you're a cold SOB and you would pull the plug. And my dad was like, you're right, I would.
And it'll be, my mother didn't accuse me of anything nefarious or anything. It's just that, you know, numbers don't come easy to me. So,
right.
So it's just better that my sister do that part. Anyway, what else do you have on the text line? Talking about taxes, do you do them yourself? Here's Matt in Middleton. Listening on WMDX seems like a similar problem to universal health care. Insurance companies and jobs prevent a system that is possibly better from happening. Well, yeah. That's a whole other bottle of wine, right?
But it's similar in that it's all lobbying. It's that there's so much money in this stuff. Why would they fix it?
Exactly. Here off WMDX as well, this person says, I use Tax Act. I'm having to pay for doing my taxes.
I hate having to pay for doing my taxes. Okay.
Plus, even though I use the Tax Act software, I always feel like I'm doing something wrong. Well, that's my problem. Say I'm always afraid if I do anything myself, I'm going to mess up. And then you look at all the fees and penalties that you get put in jail and all this stuff. If you do it petrifies me. And then I don't do anything. I think, well, I don't want to make a mistake, which, of course, is exactly the wrong thing to do. Now, let me quickly add, I've gotten myself back on the right track in terms of everything's done and caught up and everything.
I'm glad to hear that.
But it for a person like me, it's so overwhelming, I don't end up doing anything sometimes. Now, that directly falls into what I'm about to go to here. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Today, great reporter Molly Beck, headline, Wisconsin Republicans recruiting legion of monitors to observe polls set stage for lawsuits. We're gonna give you a couple of facts here in this story. It's a great story, but I'm going to tell you what's missing. It says Republican National Committee and Trump campaign plan to deploy tens of thousands of volunteers and attorneys to monitor and challenge voting processes in battleground states, including Wisconsin, an effort rooted in the former president's false election claims characterized as safeguarding from, quote, Democrat tricks from 2020, unquote. It goes on to talk about how, you know, Republicans still hold on to this false narrative that's been proven in court by judges appointed by Trump and others that the election in 2020 was free and fair, including Wisconsin. Remember Robin Voss, hired former Republican or conservative Wisconsin Supreme Court justice, spent $2 million, came back with nothing. All right? Here's a key part in this story, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says, quote, the volunteers are tasked with focusing on early voting, election day voting, absentee ballot processing, post-election process, and logic and accuracy machine testing. A spokesman for the RNC did not respond to a request for details of what the testing would entail. Quote, there are five areas of observation where we will guarantee coverage and aggressive attorneys will be engaged at all these stages to stop Democrat, their word, attempts to circumvent rules, unquote, the official said. So they're only looking at certain areas. Turns out the outcome of Wisconsin's election was confirmed by lawsuits, as we said, Trump-financed recounts, state audits, and a partisan legislative review and a conservative study. But Trump has continued to claim falsely that he won in 2020. Claims that fueled an attack on the U.S. Capitol in 2021 and have festered in Wisconsin amongst the Republican base. According to this report, the focus of these GOP officials would be placed on Democratic population centers like, get this, Eau Claire, Madison, and Milwaukee. And recounted telling one clerk the party would be, quote, keeping a close eye on you, unquote, according to the New York Times. So you see what they're doing, the Republicans? They're focusing on areas where Democrats win the most, Eau Claire, Madison, and Milwaukee. And they tell the local clerk, we're going to be keeping an eye on you. Now, what the article doesn't really get to, and here's the whole point of what the Republican Party is doing, this is yet another example of voter intimidation. It's meant to suppress the vote in places like Madison and Milwaukee and Eau Claire. How do I know that? Because as a former Republican, I was witness to it. It basically is the main reason I left the Republican Party in 2011. The modern day Republican Party, in my opinion, has run out of ideas that can win with 51% of the population. I will guarantee you that as they do this voter, you know, as they say, we're going to watch you. And they train all these people. And they send them out. And, you know, they're going to look very official. And some of them will probably have camouflage on. And they'll be right over the shoulder of some of these poll workers. I'll guarantee you they will send mailers out to people's mailboxes as well as emails and pop-up ads on your computer and cell phone in Eau Claire, Madison, and Milwaukee. And there's will be ominous things. They'll say, we're watching you. And if you violate Wisconsin laws, punishable by this many thousands of dollars and this much time in jail. And it has meant to suppress the vote. That's what all this is about. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Ron in Milwaukee. Ron, let's see.
Hi. Yeah, you know, I'm in your position, except I wasn't. I observed these things over the years in different capacities. I was an official election worker who had to deal with, you know, people standing in line and observers that were stepping over the line to get too close to people and muscle around in a formal official paperwork that was sitting on desks in front of them. And also as a nonpartisan election observer from the League of Women Voters who watched the other election observers
right.
and the voting in general. And finally, I was for a while, and even as a reporter for a little while, I covered a couple of elections, and this issue came up. You know, this goes way back. This goes back to the early 2000s. This isn't just something that came up with Bush. Mm. I mean, with Trump.
Right.
And I've already seen those ads you're talking about. I can't remember where mm-hmm. I saw them, but there have been ads saying, you know, they look very official. You know, like there's a
right.
law enforcement person or from the chest down saying, if you cheat, you're going to jail, you know, and
right.
if you don't follow the rules, you're going to jail.
Yeah, no, anyway. This is all part of the plan. Ron, thank you, by the way, for being a poll worker. It's one of the most important jobs we can have right now in America. Appreciate your work, Ron. Thank you so very much. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Going to come back and take Gene's call on the other side, Gene and Eau Claire's. Hang on there, Gene. A one-minute break. Come back and take your call. What do you think about this new announcement by Wisconsin Republicans, Republican National Committee, that they're going to be watching the polls? It reminds me of the old Dr. Seuss story, the Who Watcher Watches. Now, Who Watcher is watching the poll watcher watchers. And it's all meant to intimidate us, not to get us to the polls. Get out there and vote. We'll talk to you. Take your calls after this.
There goes a shirt right off my back.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series.
Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready Ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back to the Tallaball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. That's 10 minutes away from national, state news, weather. And then our friend and colleague Maggie Dawn of the Maggie Dawn Show takes over these airwaves every afternoon 2 until 4. Do not miss it. The Maggie Dawn Show right here. Talking about this article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel by Molly Beck reporting that Republicans in Wisconsin and nationwide training what they call election poll watchers. 100,000 people, they say, because their claims of fraud, which have been proven untrue, but they continue to perpetuate this narrative. Talking before the break, as a former Republican, I've seen this playbook, literally. And it's meant to intimidate each of us, you and I, from going to the polls in places like Milwaukee, Madison, and Eau Claire. And as our last caller, Ron, pointed out, he's already gotten some of these. They send out mailers. They put ads, digital ads on your phone, on your computer. They have ominous-looking law enforcement people. And they say, you know, violating Wisconsin election law is punishable by $10,000 and 5 years in prison. And then they have these intimidating people at the polls, quote unquote, watching the polls. And it's all meant so that you get nervous and fearful of going to that you might do something wrong. It relates to what I was saying earlier about taxes. Numbers, taxes, it's a phobia for me. Not quite a phobia, but I mean, I have a very difficult time dealing with stuff like that. And a lot of people get nervous or fearful of going to polling places, particularly if you're a minority, particularly if you're a naturalized citizen, particularly if you're an older person who might have an ID instead of a state driver's license. And this is all meant to gin us up to and to make us fearful of voting. And it's sick. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Gene in Eau Claire, listening on the tap up there in Chippewa Valley. Gene, thanks for calling. What say you?
Well, I have a lot of things to say, but I'll try to keep it short and quick because mega fascism is alive and well in the state of Wisconsin. People need to bring their pepper spray or their mace or whatever they have to protect themselves when they stick their head over your shoulder and invade your space, and maybe they're perfs, who knows? But, you know, you can think about it because Kyle Rittenhouse thought he was under threat and he used a gun. So you get something, you know, maybe some perfume or something like that. But anyway, don't let them boobs do anything to scare you away from the elections. Remember, the criminal fraud electors didn't spend a day in jail or pay any fines. So right. Don't let those people scare you away. And another thing, the person that they put, RNC's new election integrity lawyer, Christina Bob. Now, this is what I saw, and I didn't triple confirm it, but she may be held liable in Arizona election fraud case. So, you know, remember where this is coming from, folks. Mm-hmm. And you know what? There's a lot more good people than bad people.
Very true.
Thank you so much for taking my call, and thank you for bringing up the subject. We need to be aware and on top of it, because over in Eau Claire here, we don't hear anything that's going on. So right. Keep us informed. Thank you.
Thank you, Jean. Appreciate it. I'll just say, you know, don't bring pepper spray or bear spray to the polls. I'll simply say that. I get Jean's point and her passion, but just, yeah, don't bring weapons into the polling place, whoever you are. But Jean's point is well taken. Don't be intimidated. The best thing you can arm yourself with is knowledge and a smile, and go in and cast your vote. Let's go quickly to Sharky in Racine. Sharky, thanks for calling. What's up?
Thank you for a call, the show that you bring to us today. I've been a poll observer for approximately 35, 40 years. And back during the time of the recalls in 2011, there was a situation where our school teachers were trying to, get the signatures available for the recall. Mm-hmm. And then, as you recall, when you were in office, you know, it was really hot. And so subsequently, there was a gentleman that came in with his SUV, and he turned out to be one of the party members of the local county, and he interfered with the women doing the polling mm-hmm. as far as on a roadside, and subsequently it almost turned into a shooting where the individual that was in his SUV, and there is product out there called a man in his SUV, turned out that he was a party individual who actually was a member of the Racine County situation. We talked about this, I believe, before,
yep.
But it's out there, and if we can get some more detail on it for you on record. So.
Thanks, Sharky. I really appreciate it. I'm just trying to get everybody in before the top of the hour here. Let's go quickly to Jack in Merrimack. Jack, can you say it in 1 minute? I'd appreciate it. Go ahead.
Well, what we need is a law that states clearly that every adult American citizen has the right to vote, and any law, regulation, or other activity that interferes with that right is null, void, and illegal. Mm-hmm. And I would include things like, you know, this is includes but not limited to egregious gerrymandering, ridiculously demanding voter ID, demanding mail-in absentee ballot rules so that a wife can't even hand in her husband's ballot, and so on and so forth. You know, we need something like that at the federal level so that people know that it is, you know, it is their right and that they are safe
right.
in voting.
Agreed, Jack. Thank you so much for the call. Really appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, I think our right to vote is one of the most sacred things that we as American citizens have. And as I said, it was the last straw that forced me out, or not forced me out, but I said I had enough. And that's what made me leave the party, the Republican Party, in 2011. Let's go quickly to Lee in Elmira. Lee, go ahead.
Hi, I think the last person said it all. It's a shame when we need watchers to watch the watchers. And if that becomes a reality, then the Republican Party conservatives should, of course, pay for that.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Lee. Thank you so very much. Jean in Eau Claire. Jean, do you have one more thing to add quickly? About 20 seconds. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm sorry I was being facetious. Don't ever take pepper spray or any weapon. So I was being a smart aleck because I'm an old lady. And God damn it, I'm getting sick of this. So
I knew what you meant. I knew what you meant. I just wanted to put that on the record. Thank you, Jean. Appreciate it. Voting is the most sacred thing we can do. Get to the polls. And as my former boss likes to say, have your ducks in a row. Make sure you're registered before voting day. We'll continue to cover this for you. Stay tuned. By the way, thank you to Terry Barr for being our guest today, Mr. Zomers on the board, and of course, all of you for listening. Stay tuned now. Maggie Dawn is next. Until tomorrow, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Devil's Advocates. More Trump trials in Manhattan. We'll find out who's on the prosecution's witness list. Tune in, Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.